Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. Sometimes I like to travel to other countries, but sometimes I don't feel like it. For this last vacation, I decided to stay home. I just didn't feel like getting on an airplane. I didn't feel like driving a car for a long time either. If I could take a train, maybe I would want to travel, but in the USA, there aren't many trains. At least not where I live, in Tennessee. There are trains in New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., but not here in Tennessee. If there were a train here, maybe I would take it somewhere. But there aren't any trains here. So, because I didn't feel like driving a car or flying on an airplane, I had to stay at home. Also, I have a dog. If I flew on an airplane to travel to another country, I'd have to leave Shelby behind. I'd have to find somebody to take care of her, and then Shelby would wonder about me. "Where is Carl?" she would think. And wherever I was, in Italy, or in Vietnam, or in Zambia, I would think, "What is Shelby doing right now? Is she okay? Is she getting enough to eat? Does she remember me?" So, I'm not going to travel. I don't want to worry about Shelby while I'm on a trip. But, though I decided to stay home, I still wanted to see the world. I was thinking, I'm still in the world, even when I'm here at home. I'm not in the world more when I go to another country. I'm in the world the same amount wherever I am. And though I mostly go to the same places over and over again when I'm at home, if I went a little bit away from those places, then very soon I wouldn't know where I was anymore. I could easily get lost. So the first day of vacation came, and I slept a long time. On the second day, I asked Shelby if she wanted to take a walk. She wagged her tail, still lying in her bed. I asked her again, in a higher voice, "Do you want to take a walk, girl?" And she lifted up her head and wagged her tail even more. I said, "Come on, Shelby, let's go for a walk." And she got out of the bed, shook her whole body, and stretched out her front legs, then her back legs. That's how she tells me she's ready to go for a walk. We left my house and walked by my neighbor Kate's house. I helped her judging a pie contest that wasn't too long ago. Kate was sitting out on her porch reading a book. "Hey there, Kate," I said. "Hi, Carl," she said back. Then she asked, "Are you going for a walk?" "Yeah," I said. "I wanted to go somewhere I haven't been before. Got any ideas?" She said, "I do have an idea. Have you ever been to the old Lookout Tower?" I had heard about the old lookout tower, but hadn't ever been there. The old lookout tower is a place I've heard about since I moved to Haytown. It was built in the 1930s. It's in the middle of the forest. It's more than 30 feet, or about 10 meters tall. Kate put her book down on the table beside her chair and joined us. We walked to the end of the street where the woods begin. There's a narrow path between the trees, just big enough for one person to walk. The path is made of dirt, stones, and is often crossed by tree roots. On both sides of the path are little piles of dead leaves. After walking for about a half an hour, I already felt like I was in a different world. I was already far away from home, and yet I was close to home. Soon, we saw a large white concrete tower up on a hill surrounded by trees. That was the old lookout tower. We walked up over 100 stairs to get to the top. The stairs had tall walls on either side with lots of writing on them from other people who had been there before. Tyler was here 12/8/24. That meant that Tyler had been here on December 8, 2024. I wondered who Tyler was. I wondered what I was doing on that day when Tyler came here and wrote that. There were also letters written inside of hearts like JM plus EV with a big heart around it. I wondered who JM was and who EV was. I wondered if they were together when they wrote that, or if one of them wrote it by themselves, thinking of the other. Maybe J.M. wrote it alone, then invited E.V. to come see it later. And I wondered if E.V. liked that, or if E.V. was embarrassed, or if E.V. didn't like writing on walls at all, if she thought it made the old lookout tower look dirty. Then I wondered if I thought the writing made the lookout tower look dirty, or if it added something. I guess I thought it added something, because if there were no writing on those walls, I might not have been thinking about all the people that had walked up there before me. Soon we came to the top of the tower and looked out. "So this is why it's called Lookout Tower," I said to Kate. She looked at me and smiled a little as if to say, "You're a little stupid, and that's kind of funny, and I appreciate that about you." She said, "Look, you can see our street from here." "Really?" I said. "Where is it?" "Right there," she said, pointing. I didn't see it. "Where?" I asked again. "Right there," she said, reaching her arm out as long as it would go. I set my eyes on her arm and carefully moved them along it down the tip of her finger, and from there I tried to imagine a line extending straight from her finger to the ground. As I did this, I thought, "This will surely lead my eyes directly to our street." But it didn't. I was looking at a street full of houses that I didn't recognize at all. They were farther apart than the ones on our street. Also, all of them looked the same. On our street, each house looks a little bit different from the others. I thought that if I could see the streets we walked on, then I could follow them with my eyes back to our house. But there were so many trees that I couldn't see the roads. It just looked like a big, bumpy blanket of leaves. I felt a little frustrated. Then I noticed that Shelby, being shorter than the wall around the lookout point, couldn't see anything at all. I picked her up and held her in my hands so she could look around, and I could see her nose smelling the air. I wondered if she could smell our street. I never saw my house or Kate's house from the old lookout tower. I wondered how it was so easy for Kate to see it and so hard for me. But I thought, I'll come back here sometime soon and look again. Surely, with time, I'll be able to find it. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Go to boxcarenglish.com for more episodes, lessons, and other good stuff.